הוא הגיע מחזרה מהיחוד ספירת העומר. מי ששכח וטעה, מי ששכח כל הלילה ולא ספר, לספור במשך היום לפני השקיעה בלי ברכה. Someone who forgot to count at night, has to count, he could count the whole day without a bracha. Okay? Some say even till ben hashmashot, in ben hashmashot. Some say even after he davened arvit, let's say davened arvit, plag ha-mincha. 6:10, he davened in Musayov, mitzuyan. Plag ha-mincha is even, now Yerushalayim is even 5:6, mitzuyan. He davened ma'ariv, and then he remembered, he could count b'diavad, yesterday's sfira, and then he'll be able to count at night with a bracha. But if he forgot the whole night to count, and he forgot the whole day to count, so he could continue counting without a bracha. Yeah, if he forgot the whole 24 hours to count, he can't count anymore with a bracha.
Now, what if there's a suffix, you know, it's like, I normally count, but it's like I have email notification, my first page is a count from Chabad. I get
no, and he forgot, he doesn't know if he counted.
And I don't know whether I counted or not.
He did not count, so.
Different question, similar but different. Counted the wrong number.
Come on.
And now days, you count it tomorrow's.
And then 24 hours
later. It's the wrong date. I looked at the wrong thing on the calendar.
Shulchan Aruch Meforash. You can count without a bracha. And my last thought. It happened to me one year. It happens. You know when it happens? If you die ma'ariv at home. Not a minyan. And it happens. Sometimes you die whatever the kids there, the wife went to your home. And you die ma'ariv at home. And then sometimes you get confused.
Yeah. It was a balagan the night of their Yom HaAtzpanut.
Because the hey, Dalet, which one is it? What do we count?
I'm at home and this is Dalet, hey, and Dalet. I forgot it was Dalet, not hey. I say, okay, Dalet in the Sidur is Yom Kapha Kapha. No, hey is Kapha.
Hey, so you tell Yom HaAtzpanut, it's hey.
Where did Dalet go to? I don't know. I live somewhere.
So you continue counting that bracha. The whole problem is that there's a machloket if the Sfirat HaOmer is one mitzvah from the beginning to the end. And then, if you broke it in the middle, tough luck. Or, each day is a separate mitzvah in itself. And then you can count each day, even though you didn't count yesterday, you count today. Mm-hmm. Since it's a safek, and we don't pass from what the halacha is, therefore, you don't count yourself, but you listen to the chazan, and you're mechaven to be yotzeh, and then you can count. And it's as if you counted. And by yeah, then he'll make the bracha and say amen. It's you counted. You can't take the words out of the mouth. So no baya. Okay.
It was a stupid thinking Yahani holiday. Mess people up.
Okay. Even if someone forgot until after Shkia to count, you can still count without a bracha the previous day, and then at Ma'ariv Vil Davin, he'll make already the today's day with a bracha, you can make a.
Can you count before knowing you're going to count again?
What? What does that mean?
Meaning that you're counting at like now for tonight, knowing that just in case the
The counting begins tzedek l'chomim 13 and a half minutes after shkia. As early as early as that one. Sada?
Mm-hmm.
Like receiving, like trying to receive Shabbat before Plag HaMincha of Yom Shishi, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, you start Kiyah. Bring in Shabbos at 4 o'clock this Shabbos. You brought Shabbos in?
No.
But if it's 6 o'clock, you brought Shabbos in, you did bring Shabbos in. This week will be 6 o'clock. This week, Shabbos, the earliest you can bring in. 6 o'clock, I recommend everyone do that. It's beautiful. Bring Shabbos early. Achikef. הכי כיף. נכון, רבי ברוך?
Why?
It's beautiful. Even during the week I try to dive in the top. I love it. Oh, רבי עזרא, רבי זכות, רבי עזרא, the host of the עזרא in our shir. Weiter. התואב עצמה אדם בזמן השבועות. רב סלמה made a mistake in counting the Omer. He counted the days correct. But he did not count the weeks correctly. For example, today is 29. Yeah? So he, last night, he said, or tonight, he will say, today is 30 days, which are 4 weeks and 2 days. And 3 days. How much are they? It's 2 days tonight.
Yep.
It's 4 weeks and 2 days. He need count tonight. Today is 30 days, which are 2 weeks. Which are 4 weeks and 4 days. Mistake. Is he Yotze? Is not Yotze? He's Yotze. Why? Because days he counted correctly. He goes by the day, not by the weeks. He's supposed to count also the weeks and everything correctly, but if he's mistaken by the weeks and he was correct by the days, he can continue counting with the bracha the rest of the sefirah.
But if you immediately spot on and mistake,
everybody, yeah, that's the best thing.
Go back. Can you go back?
Yeah, not say bracha again. You could say the counting again.
Right.
Last night I was in the minyan. They were at ready to count. I wasn't there yet. I was still behind. And the guy came up to me and said he wanted, when I say the bracha, he wanted to be yotzi with me. He said, I'm not ready to count yet. And I pointed to the sixth zebra, so maybe he could be yotzi for the sixth zebra. But I think, no, he can't be unless the sixth zebra has
no,
been in mind.
He couldn't be. Shliach Tzibur has in mind everyone who needs to be Yotze.
So that was covered then.
It's a natural thing that happens automatically.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And besides, if you want, you can wait a few minutes till you finish your Levi Shabbat or whatever, and then you can be Yotze with you. You say Kali so beautifully, you're like a chazan. Every word, clear.
I've been practicing for 4 months already.
Who are you saying now for?
Both for my mother-in-law, and now my father-in-law's Garcia's. Tuesday night, Wednesday. So she.
And Erev Lag
Bomer, she said from Shabbat until the Yard site, you can say Kaddish.
You can say whatever you want, but especially that time, yeah.
So I thought it was a Sephardi Minbar. Mm. And I just asked Rev Meyer, and he said, no, it's Sephardi Minbar. Maybe you and some Ashkenazi do it also.
Yeah.
From Shabbat until the Yard site, you can say Kaddish.
Yeah, so you're saying for him?
For both of them.
And for mother-in-law for the year?
Yeah.
Just in case, if someone's. If no one's saying for her, whatever. Besides, you're like a son. What do you mean?
That one I can do okay, but the rabbi's Kaddish, I get kind of. I can say it, but if I say it slow, everybody else does it so fast.
Uh-huh.
But if you're saying it alone, so you're good. Obi! No, what's going on in the Emuna Center? Masha mitpatach shama?
Bezer Hashem?
יאללה,
אני
אחכה לראות, לשמע בשורות טובות. יופי. אם צריך עזרה, אז תגיד לי, כן? כל דבר. אתה העזרה שצריך. עזרת השם. זה מה שחסר? מה הם אמרו עם ה-15,000? הוא מתלבט? הבנתי. טוב. אנחנו נתפלל אצל רבי שמעון, אז שמי יש שפע גדול. כן. I knew that. Hi, you want a ticket?
I'm working on it. But I'm not going to go from here. I have to go with the Rabbi Shir's group on Thursday.
The Rebbe, he's also the same Yotze, right?
I don't know why they do
the Sephardi. I think he's the Yotze also like one, I think.
Yeah?
See.
Yeah, I wonder why they do that. Maybe you're right, that's why
you
go.
I read a story on Shabbos for Rav Usher. When is this Yotze?
Rav Usher?
It's now, around now?
No.
But there was a story that I read on Shabbos about him.
I think
it's And he said like this. He used to, when he was young, Rav Usher,
he
used to be a silver, a gold, used to be a merchant.
He worked with that silver gold?
Yeah. He had a store here in Yerushalayim, he used to sell it.
Rav Usher foreign?
Yeah. Wow. When he was young, that was his panasa.
Ah.
Now, he wanted to go to Meron. daven Meron, whatever. So he took one of his Talmidim with him. He asked Tami, want to come with me? Yeah, they went. It took 9 hours to get there. On the way, they stopped in Tveria. Story about Rabusha Fine.
Huh?
Rabusha Fine, Sipur. So he used to be a stocher of Yudaika. Silver, gold, all kinds of stuff like that. Old coins, all kinds of stuff that are worth money. He went to Tveria. Tzar, Zechat Tzadik, Kodesh Tevacha. The neighbor of Ezra married to be his neighbor for a few years till he was there. And they went through Tveria with his students. And on the way, he said, if I'm going already, I'll buy also. There was a very good price over there to get some silver and gold that he wanted to get. And they'll sell Yerushalayim with a better price. And they'll have parnasa from that. So he bought a lot of stuff. And he took loans from people for that. And all big deal. He didn't have all that money in cash. Took loans, and the people that trusted him put their money away him, and that's what he did. And he went to Tveria, and he bought all the stuff, and he has a very heavy tick, and he's holding on to it, because it's his whole life there, and if he loses this, he's in debt, Hashem Rachem, and who knows what's going to be with him. And he goes to Meron. Now, Meron, he wanted to go to do it. His way was to do it. He wanted to do it before he goes into the Tzion. To focus his mind and to be prepared before he goes to the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. It's many, many years ago, and he was young. I'm talking about 60 or 70 years ago. Right?
Yeah.
So we've been alive today, we've been over 100, right? So, Avrech. So he gives his phone. He gives his phone, is the bag. He tells this Nachum, this Shamash of his, this Talmid, you watch the bag, but watch it really carefully, because if I lose it, then I'm not in good shape. Okay, I'm just going to go into the Tzion soon. But watch it, because there's all kinds of people around here. And so it wasn't like today that there's such everyone all the time. There's people there. If there's people there, it could be all kinds of thieves, all kinds of not such good people. Fine. And the Busha goes to serve Hashem. And there was a guy who realized he was a thief, and he realized that there's this bag is probably worth a lot of money. And he took the opportunity that one second when the guy was looking, he wasn't looking the shamash, and he took it and he ran off. And he turns around and he says, the bag's lost. He didn't know what to do the Shabbos. He's going crazy. What's he going to do now? He's going to wash it. I was going to do it. I did break it down to him. Oh, yeah. He started going to Mash. He was thinking, he was losing his mind, literally. Jumping up and down. What's going to be? Oh, I can't believe it. I'm such a fool. I can't watch even something so simple. A little mizvada.
There was
a Shabbos, yeah. And finally, the Busha comes out. He sees him all crazy at the store right now. So he puts his hand on his shoulder. Did you eat lunch yet? The coast comes. Did you eat lunch yet?
Said,
no. Busha. He says, no. So I brought some bread and vegetables from Yerushalayim. Let's sit down and eat. But what else talk about it? Right now we need to eat. Because he told the guy, he's going to lose his mind literally. He's going to put him in a close him up or something. I don't know. So he sat with him calmly. And Kitzuri calmed him down, and he couldn't care less. It was fine. And when he came back to Yerushalayim, he wasn't upset at even clue, and he had to break his head. How to pay
he knew it was lost.
Yeah, it was gone, stolen. He had to break his head, he had to pay all the people all the debts, and for years he was paying, and this and that. But on him, they didn't see even a little shinui, a little change on his face or on his acting for the fact that he lost money in this world. Because money in this world for him was nothing. Even if it's others' money, so fine, I'll have to pay back now others' money. You see, I don't know why we mentioned his name. Oh, because he told me you're going with their group. It says, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Right? The Pasuk says, you mention the name of the Tzadik, you have a bracha already. And if you say a story of Chizuk, how much he didn't care for this world, we have now a bracha for all whoever heard the story of Hashem. Okay, now, if someone, he didn't count He forgot Lag BaOmer. He went to Meron. All chaos over there. He forgot to count. Forgot to count. Or in his place, everyone goes to Meron and there's no minyan and shul sugab in the law, and he forgot to count Sfirat HaOmer and Lag BaOmer. And then during the day, he has a tell his friend. He's going, Ah, manishma, nu Lag BaOmer. He went to Meron and he mentioned the word Lag BaOmer. And the night comes, he's, oh, I forgot to count. He could count Lamed Daled. Why? Because he said the words Lag BaOmer. Ah, Rav Eliyahu. Yeah. Very interesting.
What, did he resume the same count even though he missed one night?
But he didn't miss.
He didn't miss. He said it on the phone or whatever. He spoke with his friend.
Oh, then he counted during the day.
Yeah. Or even if it's time he said with the dude and he said, wow, it is Lag BaOmer. Amazing, amazing. He counted.
He said Lag BaOmer.
He said Lag BaOmer.
33
in the Omer.
He counted.
Yeah. Consider the count. Even though he did not mean to count or anything, just Tom said the name of the day.
It counts as if
you
counted.
Also, it goes the other way also, by the way, Ken. If someone, it's Meron, and it's at night, it's Lag BaOmer, Ken, and he tells his friend, oh, is he off married to go to Lag BaOmer to Meron? He has a problem, he can't say a bracha anymore. On the same account. Once he said the words Lag BaOmer, on Lag BaOmer, he cannot count with the bracha anymore. He can't without a bracha, and baya. But with a bracha, he can't count anymore.
But tomorrow, for that day.
He could have Marv and everything. You can't count the sphere. The bracha, he can't say. You count without a bracha.
But the next
same day.
Of course you can. For that day, just that day.
The next day you come back.
You can't do it, yeah, of course, no problem.
So we shouldn't say Lag BaOmer on Lag BaOmer
before you.
Until we count.
Exactly. Right. It's hard. It's difficult. And if you did say, so then you listen to the chazan and count without a bracha and by that. Not a big deal. Lo nora. Stan chavad to Mr. Bracha.
I don't think most people know this.
Ah. This is famous. If someone asks you, Ben Ashmashot, what's the counting? You tell him what was yesterday's counting. Okay? Only Ben Ashmashot. If it's before Shkia and Baya, tell him today's tonight's counting. Tell him tonight is 30 and Baya. Before 7:24 or 7:23, you could say the chatchila. Tonight you will count 30 days to the Omer. After that, you're already going to Safek.
It's already 7:25.
It's already, yeah, wow.
You know, somebody said at 8 o'clock, well, what should I count today? You say today is, or you say
if yesterday. You already counted,
yeah,
you could say today's. If you're not counted, you say yesterday. It's good to make yourself used to say yesterday. That way you won't come to commit a mistake. Because you could also say, today, let's say it's 8 o'clock and you daven Maariv, okay? And this guy asks you, oh, what did you count? He said, 30. He said, oh, 30 days to the Omer? Ah, he's made me stuck now. So maybe it's good to say yesterday was 29 or so. Also, if you just say the number without mentioning Omer, you also can count.
No.
29, 30, without mentioning any Omer, anything to do with the Omer, also count. Not today is, ולא, לא היום, and the food. Just say a number, so today, leave it up.
Yeah.
As you can still count afterwards.
Oh.
Some are machmir, even from Plaga Mincha, really not to say the counting of that night. So machmir, so. Someone had he made the bracha and he has in mind that today is 4 days. And after he made the bracha, he remembered, oh, today's 5 days. He didn't count yet. He just made the bracha. He had in mind 4. And then today's 5. No problem. Say 5. Also the opposite. If he made a mistake in counting. He said the bracha and he said today's 6 days. Instead of 6 days, he said today's 5 days. Not that, whatever. Made a mistake. If he immediately remembers, he fixes himself immediately. But if it's more from Kedei Dibu, more than Shalom Alecha Rebbe, right? He made a bracha, he made a mistake, and then, one second, sounds wrong, and he checks it up, and then he realizes he's wrong. He says, a bracha, again, why? Because the bracha had nothing to go, didn't have a place to fall on.
So you say the bracha again?
Again.
Go run it over again.
The first one is
brought.
Didn't catch.
If he made a mistake in the counting, mm-hmm. and he did not fix correct himself immediately, mm-hmm. yeah, so then he has to make a bracha again.
It's a bracha b'tala.
So what? You do tshuva. Oh yeah. We do tshuva. Grab the bracha. If the night comes, you're camping out somewhere alone, you don't have a sitter with you, or you do have a sitter but you don't know what date it is, you don't have a phone with you, you can't find out, you don't know which counting it is today, you're not sure if it's 29 tonight or 30 tonight, and you have no one to ask and no way to find out, and by yeah, don't make a bracha, but count. Today is 29 days to the Omer, which is, and then they finish and they say, today is 30 days to the Omer. Say the both countings, because one of them, for sure. You know it's one of them, you're just not sure. But without a bracha. Why? Because bracha, you have to say the right counting. If you don't know the right counting, you can't make a bracha. It's either this or that, you can't make the bracha. So again, if someone does not know the counting, and he has a safek, if it's this one or that one, you can count both of them without a bracha at night. Nashim p'turot mispirat ha'omer. Women are exempt from doing counting the spirat ha'omer. Ve'al pi asod en lahem mispor klal. According to Kabbalah, they should not count at all.
What happened?
No case. Spirat ha'omer. Women are exempt from counting. And according to Kabbalah, they should not count at all. Not only they're exempt, they should not count. Right? Nevertheless, women, they should not take haircuts for Lag B'Omer. Sfaradim, asur to a woman to make a bracha. According to Ashkenazim, some women make a bracha, and we don't tell them not to.
Chazonish looking to?
I don't know what Chazonish is. Children who are gil chinuch, they should count with a bracha.
Who's it?
Kids, children. With the age of chinuch, count with a bracha. And if the same laws like an adult, and if they miss out, they should continue counting without a bracha.
A 12-year-old can count without a bracha?
No, he count with a bracha.
With a bracha.
Unless he missed out, and then he counts without a bracha. Just like an adult.
When does the child start counting?
Whenever he's old enough to keep track of the counting. Now, this is an interesting halacha. Famous halacha. If someone becomes a mitzvah during Sefilas Ta'amah, right? Now, the thing is, so he wasn't obligated to count, let's say, till now. And now he's obligated to count, right? But now that he's an adult, he did not count yet as an adult all these days. So could he continue? Could he start counting now as an adult? It's in the middle of the Sefira. He didn't start from the beginning, or no? He said since he started as a youngster to count, so he can continue. What do you do? So Tafa Chaim says, if every day counted till the day of the Bar Mitzvah, he could continue counting as an adult. And if he missed, he can't. If he missed the whole day, he cannot continue counting as a Bar Mitzvah boy. With a bracha, only without a bracha.
So he shouldn't start?
Again. If someone becomes a mitzvah during Sefilas Ta'amah, if he counted all the days, he can continue counting as an adult. And if he did not count all the days, he cannot continue counting. He cannot start counting as an adult.
He cannot start.
Yeah, he has to count without a bracha.
That's a halakha?
Yeah. Now, if someone's an oinen, yeah, he's before a burial of one of the relatives that he's responsible in burying. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you're not supposed to do mitzvahs until you bury the mace. Yeah, and what is he going to do? Let's say that they're bringing him from Chutz La'aretz and he's on the way, and now he's not going to count, he's going to miss out all the counting. No, he can count at the daytime with a bracha. And then, that night, after the burial, he'll be able to count with a bracha. Okay? Some paskin that once you give the nifta, the body of the nifta, to the chevra kadisha, it's not your business anymore. For certain things, you did what you did. You're washing the body. What are you doing? You're doing nothing. You're paying the chevra kadisha to wash the body. You gave him the money already. Akol b'seder. You're not burying. You're not doing anything. You're just coming to the levaya now. Some say you could already start counting them with the bracha even. The ma'aseh we paskin that we don't make a bracha. Someone doesn't know him, he doesn't make a bracha. He makes
until the burial.
Until the burial. After the burial, he can make a bracha. So once he counts, he doesn't make a bracha anyways. Yet. Now there's a minagay. Okay, what's coming up? Minagay avelut basvira. There's the laws of avelus, the mourning during Sfira Saima. Bimei Asfira meitu tamid Rabbi Akiva meshech lamed gimel yom. On the days of the Sfira Saima, the students of Rabbi Akiva, they died in a period of time of 33 days. And therefore, there is a custom in part of the days to do some customs of mourning. So we don't marry women, we don't get a haircut. Okay, we'll see. Now the Sfaradim are neig like the Bet Yosef, which is not to get married and not to take haircuts until Lamed Day, and Lamed Dalet in the day, till the 34th day of the Omer, which this year comes out on Friday morning, and not before. Okay, in the morning. And also, they don't, in all these days, they don't hear music, not even from a tape or from a radio, unless you're going to be very sad. That's a different issue. A stool to be sad.
And like the year that my wife was in Evel on her mother,
she couldn't not hear music.
I don't know. We asked the Pesach. I don't think we asked the top one, we have four in general. But the result was that she needs to hear music, that you don't get Zika on, that she can hear.
Of course, 100%. If you're going to be depressed and upset and this and that, and you need to hear music. So my wife also sometimes, in this field twice already, she had to hear music, she put it in the ear, she heard music. And it's not an avera, it's a mitzvah, because you're still to be sad. The whole point of it is not that they have joy and everything. I'm dancing around, but if you need it for your nefesh, of course you're allowed to. According to the Arizal, and Rav Shalom said to this minag, the minag is not to take a haircut from Erev Rosh Chodesh Pesach, Erev Chag Pesach, until Erev Shavuos. Yeah. Stam Shulchan Aruch until 34th day of the Omer in the morning. Stam Ashkenazim, we'll see in a second. 33 in at the night already. Okay.
But by Kalmai, you shouldn't cut your hair at night.
Right? Okay. Lisa Yishaul Istapel Biyom Adam Gimel Baomer Atzum Moshe Zimayla.
Welcome to Moshe Yara. Do you have any not to get a haircut in the evening?
But it's not written in the Zohar. It's not written in the Zohar. Maybe other Sefer Kabbalah. But I asked Rav Eichon, I said, in the Zohar it's not written. Maybe in other books he didn't see it.
Same
with the Chitzayim or whatever at night.
Izzar, the Rashash. And the Rashash too. Rashash. Was like the
Gilgul
of the Rashash
of the Rizal to continue his teaching. Now, we said the only person who was really allowed to get married during these 33 days is Machzir Grushato. Someone who divorced his wife and they decided they want to get back together. He got Gan HaShalom somehow and they decided to get back together. And Zad Hashem, they are allowed to get married even during the 30 days before the Agua Mel, because it's not such a big simcha. But if it's even a widow or whatever, אסור until Lag BaOmer Ashkenazim, and Sfaradim Lamed Dad BaOmer. Okay, you're allowed to do, but like a vort, a vort or engagement party, you're allowed to do. But you can't play music and dancing and all kinds of stuff. You can dance even. Can't do any music at all because of Kamar. Okay.
But one again, probably not written there, but there's a minhag of several groups in Eastern Europe that to lazir husha is a sugala, for I think for a long life or something like that.
So people get divorced and they get married?
Yeah. I heard of it. I've never heard of it. So somebody who does that, they can't do that during the. This is just either for sugala, wait, so.
Okay, music, it's just hearing instruments.
If Lag BaOmer falls Motzei Shabbat, Ashkenazim do take a haircut in Erev Shabbat, and Sfaradim do not take a haircut in Erev Shabbat, only Lamed Aleph. It's the match Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, literally. It's the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. According to the Ari, that we don't take a haircut until Erev Shavuot, so this year we cannot take a haircut at all. Why?
Shabbos.
So what do we do? Take a haircut on Friday.
Do what?
Take a haircut on Friday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. That's the midnight.
Morning or afternoon?
No, Mashana. Different morning. Afternoon busy
morning well. Better.
Okay, that's after Shabbat is always better in the morning. Okay, now Brit Mila. The tzaddik, the person who's holding the baby during the Brit.
The baby's feet.
Okay. Huh?
Holding the baby's feet.
Baby's feet, that's the main thing. And the Moel.
And the father
of the son, they're allowed. They're going to halacha to take a haircut the day before the brit, before the evening, the afternoon. The kitzur. According to Arizal, even those should not take a haircut at all. Nails you're allowed to cut during Sfirat Omer. Shechianu, the minhag is not to say Shechianu only on Shabbat, unless a Shechianu occurred to you. For example, I brought home, someone gave me fruit, a shesek. You know what shesek is? It's called in English a apricot. You know, it looks like an apricot a little bit. It's a different shape, same color. It's called something Chinese or something, I don't know. It has like four big pits in it. You know, it's a shesek.
Loquat,
exactly. So it's Shechianu, now it's fresh in the season. And someone gave it to me, and if I leave it for Shabbos, it would have been compost. So I made Shechianu, not me, the kid, my wife and the kids. I made Shechianu during the week. And buy, yeah, do it. But don't go lechatchila and buy it during the week. If you have it, fine, you're allowed to. You definitely don't say Shechianu, new clothing. You don't wear new clothing. You don't buy new clothing. And only for Shabbos. If you have a new suit for Shabbos, then buy it. You're allowed to say Shechianu. Watermelon now is new in the season. Melons are coming out now. So Shechianu, all of these things.
It's a way for Shabbat to say it.
Better to say the Shabbat, yeah. But if it occurred to you, or this is a mitzvah, whatever, no. The Seder. Melacha Naguna. The Seder. So, that's halachot for today. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Finish up.